Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
He played really, really hard tonight. That's as hard as he's played in a long time. And he was really keeping us in it with his offensive rebounding. And, you know, then he goes and gets tossed. So.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Pistons lost to the Pelicans last night. That clip to open the show, that was Stan Van Gundy talking about Andre Drummond in his postgame press conference. That was via Fox Sports Detroit. Drummond got tossed in the third quarter. Pistons were up and down throughout the game, but they were getting back into it. They were down just six when Drummond got a rebound, was looking up court, and Tim Frazier swiped in behind him. Drummond kept swiping back at the ball, trying to get it back, clearly after the whistle blew. Frazier didn't like that, went back at Drummond just a little bit with a shove. Drummond then went too far. He swiped at Frazier, looked like he whacked him in the face. It was too far. It was ruled a flagrant two. Drummond was ejected. I don't think there's much reason to complain. Drummond just lost his cool. That was it. He just lost his cool. And that leads into something that I've sort of talked around but wanted to explain in greater depth. We talk a lot about Andre Drummond's effort, his energy, his effort. And I think sometimes that gets lost about exactly what that means. And this is true for all players, but I think it's a particularly relevant discussion about Drummond. Effort is not just about how fast you run down the court, whether you jump every time you can to go get a rebound or to contest a shot, whether you're moving off the ball as much as you can and should. That's part of it, but that's not all of it. It's also about an effort to remain engaged mentally, to remain focused, to remain sharp. And that can be exhausting. The best analogy I can give to bridge the gap between what it's like to do it as an elite athlete and us lay people is imagine when you were back in school, or for some of you listeners who are still in school, and you took a long test, you know, one of those 4-hour tests. Didn't you feel a little tired at the end? You weren't doing anything but just sitting at the desk, but using all that brain power, using all that focus, it can be exhausting. It can drain you. And that's something Drummond has to battle. And he has to do it with the added difficulty, like all NBA players, of having a high-level workout that's exhausting physically. But there is this mental aspect to it where you have to keep your focus over a long period of time. You have to keep your cool. You have to remain with your eyes on the prize being a win. Drummond slipped here, and he slips sometimes. And sometimes this is just the physical effort where he slips. But a lot of times when we talk about Drummond's effort, it's not just physical effort. It's this mental effort. This mental effort to remain engaged, going for the primary goal. The goal is a win. And so Drummond was frustrated. He was shooting just 1-for-10 on free throws. We're going to talk a lot more about free throws later. But he was shooting just 1-for-10 on free throws. And though he was playing well overall, 13 points, 17 rebounds, 10 of those offensive rebounds, doing a lot of good things, his focus slipped. He was frustrated. The Pistons were losing to a bad team. Pelicans were playing without DeMarcus Cousins, who was suspended for his 18th technical foul. Maybe that makes the Pelicans a little better in the short term. As talented as Cousins is, it clearly has not been a great fit off the bat. And that's fine for the Pelicans. It didn't need to be a great fit off the bat. But for the Pistons, for the players, I think they look at this as, well, DeMarcus Cousins is suspended. That opens the door for us. That doesn't make the Pelicans better. Maybe that's the reality of it. Maybe Cousins being out made the Pelicans better this night. But I don't think Pistons players are looking at it that way. I think the Pistons were frustrated that they were losing to a lousy team without their second best player. Drummond's missing all these free throws. He's getting out of whack. And he lost his cool. He let his frustration get to him. He didn't put in the requisite effort to remain focused. This was a clear example of it. I think sometimes you see it in different ways, where it's an effort to remain engaged defensively and make the right read. It might not be a high effort thing. It might not be using more physical energy than he's using anyway. But it's the effort to stay engaged mentally that I think sometimes slips by him. And there is a difference between that and the physical. But it runs hand in hand, where this is about effort. If Drummond tries harder to be more focused, he'll be more focused. It's something he needs to do. It's something he needs to do to take the next step in his game. It's something he needs to do to help the Pistons take the next step as a team. He's their best player. They take their cues from him. What do you think that does to other players when they see Drummond lose focus, when they see Drummond get overly frustrated? Now, it doesn't often come out in frustration. This was a little different. That's what made this one so clear. That's why we're talking about it today. A lot of times it comes out in more subtle ways, especially on the defensive end, with just not the best defensive recognition, with not taking the time and energy to really make sure you're making the right play. And that's more subtle, and it's also costly. Drummond's not always one to get so frustrated like this. This is not really the norm for him. But it's an example of a problem that far too often is the norm. It came in a different way with the frustration rather than a missed assignment or something like that. But it is part of that same problem. The Pistons need him to be better at this. They also need him to shoot free throws better, and that's the other big thing to talk about from this game. The Pistons were just 3 of 17 from the free throw line. 3 of 17. Yeah, Drummond was 1 for 10. Marcus Morris was 0 for 2. And Tobias Harris was 2 for 5. That was everybody. That is historically bad. That's making 18% of your free throws. 3 for 17. Basketball Reference, great website, has teams' free throw totals all the way back to 1963-64. Only a few times has a team had a worse percentage than that. In 1996, the Raptors shot 0 for 3 on three-pointers. In 2012, the Raptors again, obviously completely different team, same franchise, though the Raptors were 1 for 7 in a game. 2014, the Thunder against the Pistons. If you remember this game, it was a game Detroit won in overtime in Oklahoma City. The Thunder were 1 for 6 on free throws. That's it. Since 1963-64, as far back as Basketball Reference has records on free throws for the team, those were the only three games with a lower percentage. The Pistons were 3 of 17, though. Those other teams only took 16 free throws combined. Single game, small sample. You know, it can be a little variant. When you're only talking about 3, 6, and 7 free throws, though, like there's a lot more room for variance. Nobody has, in the entire recorded history of what Basketball Reference has, nobody has shot this many free throws and shot so poorly. Nobody's really come close. The only team, or the team that came next closest with shooting at so many free throws, in 1994, the Magic were 6 for 23 in a game, but that's 26%. The Pistons were 17.6%. It's a decent amount worse. Just a bad game, and maybe some of this is the focus. For Drummond, we know it is. This plays right into it with the focus. Drummond admitted he sort of got out of his normal routine, the routine he's supposed to be doing, and that he's, you know, going to try and get back to it. That's focus. There's nothing else going on. You go up to the free throw line, you focus your mind. That's not always easy. There's a lot going on around him, but the good free throw shooters focus on the fact that there's nothing going on at that moment, that you can separate that moment from everything else. Drummond can't do that. He has not found a routine he has the confidence in that he is willing to summon that focus. Drummond's down to shooting 41% on free throws this season, not even his career high anymore. In his second year, he made 42%. He's right around that 38% he shot for his career. Maybe some small strides this year. Maybe. But as I cautioned all along, especially early, don't read too much into a small sample on his free throws. We need to see the bigger sample. Don't read too much into this cold streak. He's been miserable lately. I think we can talk about the reasons about him changing his routine and what that means for him and his focus and how he goes about things, what his approach is. I think there's some greater lessons to be taken there. But just as far as his ability to make free throws, don't read too much into this cold streak. Don't read too much into when he was hot early. I don't know how many times I tried to say it. He is a lousy free throw shooter. Incremental help is good, incremental improvement. You know, if he truly is now a 41% free throw shooter, if that's what he's done over the larger sample of the season, okay. That's improvement from the 35, 36% he was last year. It's improvement from the 38% he is from his career. It's not enough. He's got to keep improving. But that would be a decent sign, but it's also nothing to get really excited about. You can't get too excited about somebody making 41% of his free throws. It was a big reason the Pistons lost last night. Not the only reason, but it was a big one. The Pelicans, on the other hand, were 22 of 23 on free throws. Their center, Anthony Davis, made all 11 of his. Big men can shoot free throws. Drummond needs to be better than this. And the Pistons need to be better on their shooting from beyond the arc. Pistons were 3 of 23 on three-pointers. That's just 13%. We've learned a lot about the NBA in recent years. Just thanks to analytics, we've learned more. We understand the game better. We have a better sense of what works, what doesn't, what's important, what's not. The league is so much smarter now than it was just a decade ago. And one of the things we've learned is the importance of three-pointers and free throws. That those are such effective places to generate efficient points. And incidentally, as we learn this, just to sidetrack it for a moment on a Pistons thought, as we learn this, we learn how much more valuable Chauncey Billups was than a lot of people realized. Billups drew a lot of fouls. He made a lot of three-pointers. He shot a high percentage in both areas. It was extremely valuable to his team. I think at his peak, we were just starting to understand that. Before that, when he was coming into his own, and there are still a lot of people who are still catching up, didn't really appreciate how good Billups was. So on the flip side, you had the Pistons last night. 3 of 17 from the free throw line, 3 of 23 on three-pointers. It's so hard to win that way. And, you know, Stan Van Gundy, one of the most opinionated, willing to speak his mind coaches around. He was so distraught by those numbers. When he was talking about the Pistons shooting, even he was at a loss for words.
It's hard to win game when you go 3 for 23 from 3 and 3 for 17 at the free throw line. I mean, especially when you look at the first half, we're down 3 and we're 0 for 8 at the free throw line. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's pretty hard to play like that. And on top of that, it's just incredibly disheartening, you know, when you just – you make a good offensive play and you get fouled and it amounts to zero. It's the same as a turnover. So, yeah, it was a really, really rough night. I mean, you just can't shoot the ball like that.
If Stan Van Gundy isn't sure what to say, I don't know how much more I have to add. It was a frustrating night, like he said. Sometimes the ball just doesn't fall. But this loss, this ugly loss, exposed some greater problems about the Pistons that pop up from time to time. They just came on full force in this game. That's Andre Drummond's focus is not always up to snuff. Sometimes that can spread across the team. And this is a team that does not reliably make its open three-pointers. Sometimes they do, and they look pretty darn good when they do. Sometimes they don't. And when they don't, it's almost impossible to win. I think some of that is the roster. They had some guys last year who shot over their career norms in three-pointers. Maybe get a little regression to the mean this year. But if these guys can do better, I don't know the answer. I don't have the answer. That's what's frustrating for everybody. I don't know if they're what the answer is. But the Pistons, to be what they look like they can be, they need to make their threes. They need to do a better job making threes. And I just don't know how that happens. So you have this team sort of stuck. You need Andre Drummond to grow up a little bit. to be more focused, and maybe that'll come with age. You need everybody else to make more of their open three-pointers, and I just don't know what the path to that is. So the Pistons keep going on this uncertain future around Drummond and a clear path of what Drummond needs to do, but it's always easier said than done. We'll keep an eye on how everybody progresses in those things. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Thanks for listening.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.